Hi there, this is Kate McClanahan, and this is the Sound Advice Podcast.
Welcome once again to the podcast, and this time we are joined by one who has been described as Yoda. I don't know, Kate, if that's a compliment or if it's a...
Oh, that's me?
Yes, you are the Yoda.
Well, you know, there is no try, there's only do. So that's really why I am Yoda, I think, is because I just parrot that a lot. How about that?
Well, fabulous. But, well, and the robe itself, too. That also, that pretty much does it as well.
That's just because I, you know, I roll out of bed and I'm at work.
Fabulous.
That's pretty much how it goes. Fall asleep. Jordan, when you wake up and go to sleep where you work, that's kind of how that rolls, you know? So, hey, tell me, Skip, when you first got into, when you first found us...
Yes.
Through the wonderful Jerry Pelletier, who I have to give a shout out to. Lovely fellow. You had expressed that, now you've been in radio, you know, forever, and this has been your life's blood and everything, and you're this wonderful personality and everything, but technologically that has not been, you have not made that transition over to, I'm not a recording engineer, and we never want you to be a recording engineer here at Sound Advice, right?
But correct.
That said, you know, we've got Jeff, who's an absolute guru at, speaking of gurus, there he is, you know, Jeff Finney.
Taller than Yoda.
Taller than
a little
Yoda,
bit.
Way taller.
A little bit.
It's more like the Ian McGregor of the
I've got a
Obi-Wan.
Bad feeling about this.
A young guy. I didn't want to say Obi-Wan because I immediately think Alec Guinness, but then, so when you first came to us, Skip, what we were talking about was like, you're not technically... endowed? Like, and you were worried about
that.
There was a little bit of tension in that.
It's the curse of being Irish.
In an appropriate way of putting it. Well, I'm all Irish, but it has nothing to do with it. As far as where I'm sitting. Well.
Damn it, I'm Irish too.
Anyway. Mm. Oh, damn it, are we all Irish?
Yeah. Well, then that's the part that just makes it absolutely lovely. And you know, an hour from now, we'll all forget exactly what we're talking about. But no, in getting to your point, you're absolutely correct. One of the things that was very intimidating to me going into this, and I think that it would possibly, maybe going out on a limb, to say that for conventional actors who are making the transition into voiceover, it may even be more so intimidating to walk into someone's studio who has everything elaborate, the absolute best of the best, a $1,200 microphone, a $10,000 processing system. It's very intimidating. And it took me a good month, perhaps, Kate, of just really letting this absorb to fully understand. That's not the case.
Right. Exactly. I know most guys run out and they buy that mic, right, Jeff?
Yeah.
They'll run out.
First question.
Yeah.
Right.
Always first question. It's like, what kind of mic should I get? And I'll say, really, it's not about what, you know, what you're recording on so much as it, where are you recording?
Correct.
I mean, you know, a mic is good. You need to have a good mic. But if you get a $1,000 mic, chances are good $800 of it's going to waste. You'll never use at least $800 of it. I'd rather use that $800 for promotion or to build your skills, you know, and coach and or something of that nature, you know, but to promote yourself, make yourself known, you know, rather than put it into a microphone. I mean, a $200 mic is more than sufficient, don't you think, Jeff?
Yeah, there's plenty of choices around $200. Mm-hmm. That does the job, you know. Audio Technica is a good example of that. That's a $100 mic.
Yep, that's one. That's one of the two that I have.
You know, AT2020 is a nice, solid little mic.
Yeah, it's great, and that's usually what we recommend for. Well, God, straight across the board. I mean, there's also the Apogee mic for iPad or for iPhone.
iPhones.
Yeah, but Android. Is there anything for Android?
You know, actually for Android, I didn't see anything. But what I would point out to these folks, too, is that if you go to places like Guitar Center and, Sam Ash. I don't even know if Sam Ash is out on the West Coast anymore.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah, they're here.
But, I mean, they're there. They're plentiful. And you don't have to buy a $500 or $600 mic. That 2020 or the Apogee, they definitely fill the bill. And they are very easy to work with. I've never worked with microphones that already had everything built into it to where it literally is plug and play. And there's no, believe me, I'm an idiot when it comes to this stuff.
Same
so
here.
It's very
I'm
easy.
A producer. I'm a casting director. I'm a coach. I'm a career consultant, but I tell you what, I am no engineer. I leave that to the professionals. And
right.
I'm telling you what, there's, you know, now living in Los Angeles, there's plenty of places you can go to where you can do your auditions and that sort of thing. But it certainly behooves you to have some good basic skills and the basic ability
yes.
to be able to do this from your home computer or an iPad or an iPhone and what have you. And that's the beauty of what of being in this industry today, I think, more over any other time. I mean, even a year ago, we didn't have the advances that we've got right now that are so simple that, Skip, you and I could do it. You
yes.
and I could do it, you know?
I know.
Which is, thank God, you know, because we needed that transition. So it puts really the responsibility in our hands to be able to, we're not at someone else's mercy. Our careers are actually in our hands, you know, which is good. But, you know, but more to that, like as far as the whole, I don't want you to be a recording engineer. I want you to be a talent. I want you to be a voiceover, you know. There's all these guys at Guitar Center and stuff like that. There's these 19-year-olds that would be happy to sell you. They're going to sell you a $1,200 mic and go, well, you need this and you need all this. And here's $3,000 worth of gear, which is insane. Right, Jeff?
Yeah. Every time we hear Guitar Center, that little flag goes off in my head. Listen to me. Don't listen
shoulders.
To them. Yeah.
Oh, God, it gives me a twitch.
It's a nice place. You know, there's a lot around, and it's convenient, and they got stuff, and they have stuff that you need. I've had a lot of cases where I send somebody with a specific mic that I say, hey, go get this. This will handle your problems. And they walk into the store, and the guy starts to say, hey, you know what? I don't have that, but this is really what you should have. You know, just be careful of that.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had about five people go out and get a Yeti from a Guitar Center guy.
No.
Yeah, they say, yeah, I want to do voiceover. They go, oh, this Yeti is what you need.
No, seriously, it gives me
a sinus ache. I get
Yeti's
a sinus
a cool mic, but
little ache.
You try to put that thing on a mic stand.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it looks like you stabbed Yoda.
Also
that's what it looks like.
How about the snowball? The snowball, man. I mean, I'm telling you what, Well, here's the thing. Jeff and I, we produce demos from all across the country, and we'll help someone, you know, we'll get them set up so that they have just what they need to do their auditions from home, do a good basic setup, build those skills, you know, but be able to scratch the itch of a small vendor and just start to build their business this is your small business, you know, this is what you're trying to establish, you know, as a field, you know, and what's enough to actually scratch the itch? I mean, I had one gal, and she said, well, I got really intimidated because I had one client say, well, do you have this and this and this and this? And it's like, you know what? Your best defense in that is like, no, I'm a voice talent. I'm actually not a studio. I'm not a recording engineer. And if you need those services, there's some people I can introduce you to. But I'm really, this is what I can do. If you liked what I did for the audition, I can do that. You know, I can accommodate that. If it's a small corporation narration or, you know, it's something for their website or something like that, you know. And hopefully they have an engineer on their side who can actually accommodate their needs, you know. And if not, of course, that we're a production studio, for crying out loud. That's exactly what we can do and what we do. Right, Jeff? I mean, you know, that's
there's an expertise
to it, right?
There's
plenty of studios
around.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Well,
to that point, Kate,
one of the things that I'd like to point out from being on my side of the microphone from this is that I think that those who are transitioning from traditional acting, maybe camera work, maybe stage work, I think it's a better mindset for them because, you are not the camera operator. You are not the sound operator. You're not the director. You are the person standing there who has the lines, who needs to deliver them. And whereas for people who come from my background in radio, we're used to pushing the buttons and we want to go in the other direction, like our good friend Jerry, who wants to have his hands all over everything. Our job is to focus on being the words and the voice and the expression and the humanity behind the words.
We're really supposed to be, as the voice talent is, this is what I want you to think about. We're the mental wallpaper, right? But it's this pleasant state of mind that we're supposed to be putting people into. It really is voice acting. I mean, if we don't have that actor itch scratched on a production, my God. You know, if you geek out on the gear, you're going to miss all that, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I'd rather you concentrate your efforts on being a professional voiceover. Because I'm telling you what, I mean, I know Well, both of you guys can back me up on this. I mean, it's like, it's so liberating to walk into a session and just be the voice talent.
Yes.
I mean, right. I'm telling you, nothing I like better than just going, oh my God, I can just be the voiceover. I don't have to worry about deadlines and all this kind of jazz and edits and, you know, did the client get spoken to and do we put it in the right format and, you know, is it, did we get approvals on this and everything else and do people sign releases? And I mean, that's what I do as a producer. That's what we do as, you know, in terms of casting very often too. Casting and production have become almost one and the same thing, you know, in the last few years, you know, and it doesn't matter at what strata. It doesn't matter if we're doing indie film or, you know, what it might be, but it's really gone that route. But when a talent is asked to be the recording studio, the recording engineer, the producer, the casting director, the talent agent, because you got to establish what your rate is, and you got to do that in the first place, which I could rant on that sucker for, like, I don't know, too long, you know. But and really they want a sub-basement rate for the voice talent, for the voiceover, and yet you're doing six roles. That makes me bonkers, you know. What do you guys have to say to that?
Yeah, I mean, that's the state of affairs, right?
Well, it is, you know, off of these pay-to-play sites very often, you know.
Right.
So you have an actor.
You got to be true to yourself, I think. You don't want to.
Yeah.
You got to be true to yourself and not go into the depth that you're not comfortable in, and to not give the farm away.
And don't oversell what you can deliver.
Yeah.
You
know? Under promise, over deliver every time, everywhere.
Great.
Yeah.
Great
absolutely.
Advice.
That's in life.
Sound advice, Jeff.
That's sound advice. Ta-da! That's wow. True. That's, boy, if that isn't a cue out, I don't know what is. That was awesome.
This is Kate McClanahan, and this has been the Sound Advice Podcast. To find out more about voiceover and our process, check out www.voiceoverinfo.com.